The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Fran Blindberry, who I used to work with, the Chronicle now works at NBA.com. It was only days after Damian Lillard's three-point dagger eliminated them in the first round of their playoff series together when both were sending out messages and maneuvering to get the other one traded.
I'll admit I'm a little surprised at it. Days after they lose that series, they're both trying to get the other one traded.
Guess I get why you guys care about this Peyton Manning thing, but can we just admit that we just disagree on it? Because you're not going to convince me that this is on the same level as some of the other stuff we've seen, and obviously we're not going to convince you that it's not important.
I just don't care.
I know. I don't either.
Especially if he's retired, I don't care.
I know there's a lot of people that just want to pounce on Peyton. To me, it's the same thing with the damn Deflategate, and I don't want to be a part of that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You could also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Johnny Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And next segment, we will play our What Are the Odds game, where we line all you guys up, we blast through your phone calls, and the best one, in Jogging's judgment, gets a $50 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube. But we'll do that at 6:15. So if you've got a really good What Are the Odds, save it for then. And Judy Dickinson will not win, just so you know.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Everybody loves Jong. Getting a bunch of texts about, hell yeah, Jong is a third of the show. Where would the show be without Pepper Spray, the cheerleader, and his singing?
There you go.
So, okay, Jong.
Told you. Jong's famous.
He's important. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Lamont says, serious question. Can y'all remember in recent history, say 3 years ago, sports being this dry in February? He said, I've not seen sports talk radio in Houston like this in February in my life. I don't know. A lot of people, I read an article about that yesterday, in fact, about this being a dead time for sports radio. I don't mind February. I don't mind the summer months. I know, like right now, it's a little bit down locally because the Rockets are a huge, giant disappointment. But I actually prefer like having to prep a real show and not being able to fall back on the same old stuff, because I know there are a lot of shows around town who, when there's not sports going on, they start panicking, and those guys will end up having stupid, boring shows, and that makes me happy. I know that you and I have done this long enough, and we understand how each other works enough that we're not going to do stupid, boring shows when there's not a lot of sports going on. We'll find other stuff that's more exciting than the boring sports that are going on and make it happen.
Well, I like to think, and I always love this time of year because we don't have to just doing shows during football season. There's so much you have to deal with on a daily basis that you can't branch off into movies and stuff like we were talking about earlier with the Apple phone. I mean, that you can do it, but most people are going to want to talk about what the hell the Texans are going to do at quarterback. And that's understandable that time of year. And in some way, those shows are a hell of a lot easier. And I like when we can talk about pretty much whatever, whether it's, I'd love to talk about Lindsey Vonn in her body paint doing pull-ups. Did you see that video?
I did see it.
That's pretty awesome. But it's, so I don't know that it, dead is the right word. I think it's more fun.
Yeah. Doesn't bother me. But again, I don't listen to other shows in town, so.
Yeah, I sometimes I do, but not very often. And today I didn't listen to anybody, so I don't really know what anybody else is doing.
Okay, on that note, can we go on to a story that has nothing to do with sports or anything like it, but it's just...
I think that would be just awesome.
Hysterical and sad to me. It's a Florida story.
Of course it is.
Would have been good for a gym of the day, I guess, but...
We had a pretty good gym of the day. Is it better than the 18-year-old pretending to be a doctor and looking at vaginas?
I don't know. You could tell me.
Okay.
A 42-year-old grandmother, high on Xanax, morphine, and vodka... Oof. Had sex in the bathroom of a community gym while she was babysitting her 2-year-old grandson. Another child whose age was not released told police that he saw 42-year-old April Purvis having sex in the bathroom.
Purvis?
At the community center, at the community's rec center with a man and heard them moaning. Purvis, who faces a child neglect charge, had her grandson in the bathroom with her. That's, you're talking about scar. I mean, he's two. But, like, my kid's three.
He would know what's happening.
He would know what's going on.
When they're two, he's not going to know exactly what it is. But he's going to know it's something not right. Plus, who knows if the two-year-old's going to go grab the dog now and try to imitate grandma.
The child told police a man emerged from the bathroom and gave the child money to go away. When the boy returned, he saw Purvis unconscious on the bathroom floor, holding both her grandson and a knife. The child was afraid Purvis was dead, so he ran outside and shouted for help, which, if I'm that guy, I'm going back and asking for a refund, you know what I'm saying?
Kidding.
I mean, I gave you money to go away, and you come back... That's pretty bogus.
You're paying...
Right. What did I pay you for?
Exactly.
When police arrived, no one was hurt, but Purvis could hardly open her eyes. The sheriff's office later learned that she had consumed drugs and liquor. She and her grandson were both taken to a hospital. Purvis's grandson was dirty and wet. I'm assuming they mean the diaper. After checking the 42-year-old's apartment, police learned her residence had neither electricity nor running water. The boy was picked up by his mother, who told deputies that Purvis helps to care for him. You may want to reconsider that.
Yeah.
Shame.
She was released from jail yesterday afternoon on $3,000 bail.
Is there a picture of her?
Yeah.
Is she kind of gross or methy, or is she okay? Because 42, you can still look. Oh, yeah, she's methy. Oh, God.
How old does she look?
She looks 60.
That's rough, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Let's face it.
She looks like somebody played golf on her face with all those divots.
Anyone who has sex in the bathroom of an apartment complex gym is probably pretty methy, right?
I would have to say so, yeah. Jeremy says, luckily, two-year-olds don't fully develop memories until three. Hashtag semi-scarred. Yeah, I don't remember anything from two, but doesn't mean they're not going to go and try to imitate things. Grammy, can I have some meth? Oh, boy. 713-780-3776. Squeeze in a quick phone call. Don, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir. What's up?
Sports. Hey, look, guys, as far as that the theme of being non-sportsy, that's what makes your show so great. I mean, I picked my wife up, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago and listened to, and she was rolling. Y'all did those dead porn stars or whatever and how they died. And then now every now and then when I pick her up from work, you know, she says, I thought this was sports. I said, well, it is, but it's... And we compare it to the Man Show. You remember the Man Show that used to be on like Fox or FX or something?
Adam Carolla, right?
Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, so anyway, keep it up, guys. We love you. Don't let anybody take you down because you got a big following out there.
Thanks.
Out.
I called dibs on Jimmy Kimmel's future career. You can have Adam Carolla's. Where he sells Mangria.
That's probably accurate.
Yeah.
That's probably how it's going to work out. You're gonna be a big late night star, and I'm going to be doing infomercials. I'm going to be the next Alan Thicke. Have you heard from the IRS?
You remember when Alan Thicke had a late night show?
You know,
it went up against Carson.
Yeah, vaguely.
I mean, it didn't last very long at all. It was called Thick of the Night, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, so terrible.
Well, you remember Charles Grodin having a political show?
Yeah.
Because it was funny. I was watching, because we were talking about De Niro stuff, and Midnight Run has been on a lot lately, so I watched it the other night, and I'm like, man, I remember Charles Grodin being in a bunch of movies, and what happened to him? It's like, oh, yeah, he did that damn political show and then disappeared. There have been some interesting people that have had shows.
What's the worst? Give me like your top five worst late night shows.
Magic Johnson's was pretty bad.
Magic Johnson's was horrible. I think Alan Thicke is in the conversation. Chevy Chase's wasn't great.
No.
Do you remember Keenan Ivory Wayans having a late night show?
Vaguely, yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
Dennis Miller didn't do good in late night. Craig Kilborn, boy, you talk about a guy who should have stayed on SportsCenter. Yeah, there's been some really bad ones.
Somebody mentions Pat Sajak.
Oh, Pat Sajak was bad. That's a bad one. Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
She tried late night. I mean, rest in peace, by the way. But yeah. Pat Sajak was really bad. That was a bad one.
Can you guess how long Thick of the Night went? How many years?
How long?
It lasted not even a year.
Oh.
It debuted in September 5th, 1983, and it went to June 15th, 1984.
Okay. Two more things. Keenan Ivory Wayans, I don't think his show lasted 10 episodes. I mean, it couldn't have lasted very long. Do you remember in the 80s when they tried to give Alf the alien a late night show?
Oh, yes. I remember that now.
You know what? I remember that as a little kid, and I thought I loved it because, you know, I'm a little kid. I'm like a 4 or 5 year old watching that thing. Oh, and by the way, on Mr. Thicke, after his TV show got canceled, he started doing Growing Pains.
Well, yeah.
So there's a good career move there.
It worked out for him.
And now he tells us how to avoid the IRS.
Yeah.
Man. You know what, though? There's, with all those bad ones, Arsenio's show lasted a long time, and then he just fell off the map when he got off a late night.
Arsenio's show was never good. Like, if you go watch old episodes of Arsenio, it's not a good show, but it didn't last for a while.
It wasn't terrible compared to some of these other ones. It wasn't good. Yeah. It was there.
Oh, someone mentions Carson Daly.
Ooh. George Lopez on TBS.
No, I haven't seen that.
I haven't either.
I don't even watch Conan O'Brien on CBS or on TBS, so I don't know.
All right. If you want to get lined up to play, here's what we do next segment. We're going to go through your phone calls. We're going to play What Are the Odds Wednesday. The very best What Are the Odds call, in Zhong Li's judgment, gets a $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. 713-780-3776. You'll need to hold on through the break. But give us a call, get lined up, and the winner gets that. So have us a really good What Are the Odds. Texter says, Fred, your Alan Thicke impression is so bad. I'm kind of doing an impression of somebody doing an impression of Alan Thicke. I'm not even trying to sound like
him. So who cares if his Alan Thicke impression's bad?
I'm not even trying to
sound like
him. He's
not an Alan Thicke impersonator. That's not his job.
I'm not even trying to sound like him. I'm making
fun of him. If you want
a
good one, go hire an Alan Thicke impersonator,
exactly.
All right? Fred does this for free.
Exactly. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're going to have nine believers, but when you're beyond belief, you probably shouldn't
wonder how. Get it how you live, but are you prepared to give more? This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Everybody get up.
This What Are the Odds segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And if you're not on hold yet, you still got a chance to get in. We got one or two lines still open at 713-780-3776.
We're doing that thing right now?
Yeah, we're doing that right now.
Damn.
Why?
Because I found a similar sort of a follow-up to our passed out grandma.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We also got a little trade rumor to get to. We can do that next segment because this segment, sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube, the winner, whoever Jong judges the best of these What Are the Odds, gets a $50 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube in League City, 646 and 45. Best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces, TVs on every wall so you won't miss a game. They've always got a special theme night, bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. We actually played trivia last night. We didn't win, but I made a tactical error. I took some painkillers.
Oh.
And then mixed them with vodka. Boy, when I went out last night, I was out. All right, let's do this. We shall start with Greg. Now, whenever you come on and do your What Are the Odds, unless we tell you to hang up, stay on hold because you might win. Greg, you're up.
Sports, Greg.
Okay, Greg.
Action.
I'm going to say Greg is not going to win. I'm going to go out on a limb here.
He has a very small chance of winning.
Okay, Anthony.
What are the odds that USA submit, is able to submit two teams into the Olympics for basketball this summer?
0%.
Yes.
Next.
Okay. Yeah. What, West Coast, East Coast?
I don't know if they're going to even send one.
Eric.
A bunch of killer mosquitoes floating around.
Yeah,
there.
No kidding. Well, send James Harden. It might solve some problems.
It's cruel.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Eric, you're up.
Yeah.
Hey, sports, Eric. Yep.
Ooh, all right. I'm on the air. All right. So, what are the odds that Bruce Lee, in this modern climate, if he'd have had the modern training methods? This is more to AJ because congrats on your half marathon, Fred. But I mean, what are the odds that he would be unbelievable as he's perceived right now?
He'd be as what?
He'd be if Bruce Lee were alive. How would
that guy had like a Russian accent. I don't understand a word he's saying.
What kind of an MMA fighter would he have been? Because
if he had the proper training, I think he'd be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, because he wasn't. I mean, he was an actor, but he was a complete badass.
Oh, no doubt.
I dust in the wind for Bruce Lee. I loved Bruce Lee movies, even Game of Death, where it was half of the other guy.
Yeah,
the double because he died during the shooting. All right, Reggie. Up next.
What's up, guys? This is Reggie. Just want to say first, I love the show, man. I just wanted to ask, what are the odds that Nike yanked Kobe's endorsement deal retro in the same manner that they took it from Pacquiao for the gay comments? I'll hang up and listen.
I don't think so. I think they're going to ride Kobe out until he's done, and then they may keep him on longer than that. I'll go 5% that they drop Kobe before he's finished playing.
All right. Jerry, you're up next.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, what are the odds that we're going to hear from our buddy Dave Tepper soon?
I don't know when the last time we're going to hear from...
Yeah, we should have Dave make an appearance here at some point.
Is Kobe doing Nike now?
I thought he was...
I thought he was an Adidas
guy. Yeah, I did too.
No, he started with Adidas.
Oh, okay.
Now he's been with Nike for a very long time.
Okay.
Okay.
Adidas made some god awful ugly shoes.
They make ugly shoes.
I'm terrible about that because I don't pay any attention to who's got shoe endorsement deals unless
I know, you're right. Kobe, LeBron, and Kevin Durant are all Nike guys.
All right, let's try Travis.
What are the odds CM Punk is back in the WWE within a year?
I don't know enough about the WWE to really answer that, but I don't
zero.
I don't think he left on good terms. No.
So John goes with zero.
He basically did a Milton from Office Space and burned that place down figuratively before he left.
All right, Carlos, you're up next.
Sports
to you.
What are the odds that Daryl Morey gets fired before Rick Smith.
That is a good one.
I'll go
55-45 Maury, because I think Les Alexander is more willing to make changes than Bob McNair is.
I'll go that way, too.
That's a good one, though, because I you had to think about that one for a minute. All right.
Can we also leave like it's a roulette wheel? There's a green space for neither ever gets fired, ever.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Actually, there'd probably be about five green spaces on that wheel. All right, Ben, you're up next. Go, Ben.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I was wondering, what do you think the odds are that Dwight Howard gets traded, wins a championship, gets that piece, and surpasses Carmelo? Or is it Golden State for the next 15 years?
Hold on. What was his question, Fred?
Started with Dwight Howard getting traded, winning a championship, and
surpasses Golden State?
I'm not sure I followed.
Yeah. I didn't.
I'm sorry.
Is he still on the line?
No, he dropped off.
Okay.
No, well, he wasn't going to win anyway.
All right.
Nothing Dwight Howard does is going to surpass Golden State for the next few years. I promise you that.
Well, there was something about him joining Carmelo or something and beating Golden, or does Golden State win it for the next 15 years? I'm utterly confused. Let's try Eric. What's up, Eric?
With Boise.
Sports to you.
All right. What are the odds that Drew Brees gets cut by the New Orleans Saints and becomes a Texan?
I'm going to go with 0.1%.
That sounds about right.
Because they're already in talks to try to get him extended, and I don't see it happening. So, all right, those are your – well, we got one more. Do you want to give one more shot, Jong? Or
sure.
Let's let Roy get an opportunity here. What's up, Roy?
Hey, sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, what are the odds after all this blows over – Peyton Manning gets an endorsement deal with Lipton Tea.
It's a good fit.
It is. Yeah, sell a lot of those bags. All right, Jong, you've had much to choose from there.
That last one was kind of funny, but I think Carlos wins it with the Daryl Morey or Rick Smith firing.
Yeah, I think we had some pretty good ones. You know what, though? Here's what I'm going to do. Because I also thought Roy was funny. And we have some seats left. So, congratulations, Carlos. You win the Quaker Steak and Lube gift card. Let's give Roy a seat in the poker tournament tomorrow. So, there you go. We still have three seats left to give away. And that segment brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Good job, guys. Appreciate the phone calls.
So, that story I was going to tell you, another Florida story, believe it or not. This woman, 24-year-old woman, faces a charge of child neglect after she got drunk while caring for a child. The woman's father came home after being away for 2 hours and found his daughter lying unconscious on the floor with the child playing nearby. When she awoke, she became violent and started using profanity. She went next door to her uncle's house and locked the door. Concerned about the child's safety, the father was able to get the child away from her, who was throwing items inside the house, the lady was. A deputy found her laying face down on the floor without any clothes on, which, by the way, it's really awkward to like have an argument with your daughter when she's naked. That would throw me off big time. When I tried to talk to Whitney, her speech was slurred and unintelligible, as well as unable to stand, the deputy wrote. Later, she told deputies when her father left to run errands, she started drinking Captain Morgan and doesn't remember anything after that until she woke up in the hospital. Yeah, that's strong.
She had a little captain in her.
Well, she had a lot of. She had like the whole crew in her, apparently.
And a first mate.
Yeah.
And seaman.
She may have had the captain in her and not known. Yeah.
Who knows? All right. Quick break. More nonsense right around the corner. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is the legend Royce Gracie from Bellator MMA, and you are listening to The Blitz with Fred Power and AJ Hoffman, only on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, the legend. looking forward to seeing him fight again, man. I really am. All right, so we do have three spots left. Is that correct, John, for the poker tournament? Make sure I have this right before I give them away. I'm trying to take care of the people here. And all right, so here we go. Three of you are going to win a seat in the Blitz Spring Poker Classic tomorrow at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. Top 25 in the qualifier will win a seat to the final round and a chance to win the grand prize pack of $2,500 plus. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. John, did we find out if the 21 thing is okay?
No, it is not.
What is not?
21 is not okay.
What do you mean?
Oh, it had to have to be 21. Sorry. Under 21 is not okay.
Okay.
It's on our website.
All right. Well,
sorry, kids.
Yeah, sorry, kid. In particular, who asked. Callers, 15, 16, 17, you are playing. I'm not putting too much credence into this, but a couple people have mentioned it, so I'll throw it out there. According to some site called Hoops Rumors, which I'm not really very familiar with, Rockets are apparently in talks with Utah to trade Ty Lawson, presumably for Trey Burke, which, considering those two teams are right there together for the eighth spot in the West, I don't think that makes a lot of sense for anybody.
Yeah, that's...
You don't want to help that other team either way.
Yeah. I'd say that's a net gain for the Rockets. I'd rather have Trey Burke than Ty Lawson at this point.
Probably so. But...
I'm surprised the Jazz would want to deal with, and I'm surprised the Rockets would want to deal with a team that's that close to them.
Yeah,
but I guess if you feel like it's making if it's going to make your team better,
that is Mark Stein first reported it, and Hoops Rumors put it on their website.
Okay. Well, Mark Stein, I'll give more credit.
Mark Stein doesn't say Trey Burke. He says they just reached out to Utah.
Okay.
Roman,
Trey Burke was a lottery pick. Like, that's a guy. Yeah.
I liked him too. Jazz, I liked him coming out of college.
Jazz looking to give up on that guy, or do they think that Ty Lawson is like a long term answer? Like, that's a pretty big risk, if you ask me.
So, according to Mark Stein, says sources say Houston, well aware Utah has been on a hunt for a veteran point guard for the stretch run, is pitching Ty Lawson to the Jazz.
Oh, okay.
I guess you know what? Hey. Best place to send a guy who's got alcohol problems?
Utah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Be a lot better than being here.
Although, boy, something that'll drive you to drink, Utah. So,
yeah,
it's a tough call. Tough call.
Man, it's been years since I've been to Utah. And I don't know. I'm sure it's still the same way where you had to buy like a membership to the club so you could drink. Like if you go to a bar, you had to like pay for a membership. Somebody who's been to Utah recently can tell me that, because it's probably been 25 years since I've been. Well, not that long, 20 years.
It's very strange. I'd be surprised if the Jazz want to trade him. I mean,
yeah,
it
sounds like Mark Stein's report is they're pitching him, which the Jazz are probably saying, really. Although with Exum out, they need a point guard.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, Trey Burke's one of the best backup point guards in the league.
Yeah.
Okay.
In other NBA news, Cleveland has offered Anderson Varejao for Channing Frye.
Anderson Varejao has been on that team forever.
And that's two, Mark Stein.
Okay.
I guess just follow Mark Stein on Twitter. You know, get all the stuff. It's probably the best thing until something actually happens. Yeah, it's also on Pro Basketball Talk Now. Report Rockets trying to pitch Jazz on Ty Lawson trade. So... We used to go skiing there every winter for like a week.
Yeah.
And the best part of the trip was I had to talk all these other people into jumping in the car and driving over to Wendover, Nevada, so I could go to the casino. And it's actually kind of cool. You drive through the salt flats, and they actually have a line drawn in the parking lot where the state line is.
Oh, really?
So, because, I mean, it is right on the border. And it's an awful casino, but... Boy, I had fun there.
I didn't know you could. Isn't Anderson Varejao like? I thought he had some. He had an Achilles injury or something again. Maybe I'm wrong.
You could just guess that any year and you'd be right.
I feel like I'd always be right. All right.
713-780-ESPN. Grant says, I feel like Florida needs its own TMZ-like website. They kind of have the Florida Man Twitter account and the Florida Woman Twitter account, which usually has a lot of stuff. Been getting asked this a lot. Are there any open seats for the poker tournament for those who show up early enough? Yes. There will be seats. Your best bet is if you can get there before 6:30, you're going to be fine. If you can get there earlier than that, I know you'll be fine. But 6:30, if you get there before then, you should be able to get a seat. But the later you get, you're taking chances.
Yeah.
And they will attempt to seat as many people as possible. So just do your best to get there.
Looking at Anderson Varejao's game logs, he's been very on and off, and I think he's just been used as a rotational player because he's been playing almost like half their games, second part of the second half of the first half of the season since December. There's a lot of DNPs.
Yeah, he's rarely on the court. I mean, I watch that team quite a bit, and I don't see much of him.
So I don't think he's injured.
Okay.
All right, let's squeeze in one more phone call before the end of the show, and then we'll have deaths when we come back. You know what I don't see on here? I don't see porn stars.
No porn stars died this week, Joe?
No,
that's too bad.
You know what we'll do? We'll play guess how the really famous people died. Like our best deaths.
Okay.
You'll probably know all of these.
I'll see what I can do.
In fact, I know you will know all but maybe one.
Okay.
Okay. Let's take Adam's call. What's up, Adam?
Hey, fellas. Got an NBA handicapping question for you.
Okay.
Coming off a break like this, do you guys find it easier or harder to find value in games like this? Is this matchup-wise, or do you know that?
Okay, your phone is terrible.
Is awful.
Yeah, sorry, man.
First of all, I'll say I don't bet the NBA anymore, but I think after the All-Star break is usually a little bit easier because that's as close to, I mean, guys have a little bit of a break. You're not dealing with anybody going off back-to-backs. It's all pretty cut and dry where everybody's at. And especially around this time of year, the trade deadline, you start to see what teams' mentalities are on whether or not they think they're actually going to be something or not. And the players feel that. You know, if a team starts to throw their best players off the ship, then you know the other players realize what's happening. They're not dumb.
Yeah, and I think that's so. Yes, you can find value there,
but you've also given Vegas a week to handicap games, so.
Right? And they're going to be just like anything else. When they have time to look at it, they're going to be better at it.
Yeah.
All right, one last segment. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's our only hope. Church bells and choir sound. Settle quiet down. Bow your head, the Most High's around. Lord. These things are not right. These things Lord. Are not right. Hell, nobody's Lord. In the pastor had the dame for design and glasses. Yeah, I'm talking fancy plates and diamond glasses. The ushers keeps giving the collection baskets and they trying to dine us with some damn wine and cracks. Who's more important than your Lord and Savior? Won't let the pearly gates up in, it's probably due to all your poor behavior. My mentor got a couple tips to save ya. Just be sure to count it as my only favor. Thank me later. Every night I stayed up, say your prayer, you made me greater. Let's save a chasing green for collard greens and baked potatoes on the table. Pray for cable, hit the label, now we major high. I got my own relationship with God, Lord. All right, well, we're back sooner than we thought we were going
to
be.
Well, nothing like the computer freezing up on you when you're supposed to go to break.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing. So are we going to treat this like we're coming back from break? Or
no, we'll go on for a little bit.
We're still doing what we were doing.
Oh, there it goes.
Okay, so now we can go to break?
Now we can go to break.
All right, so now, unless Jong's computer freezes again, we're going to break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I'm on my
knees. You're listening to The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey. back on the Blitz. Kick off spring with Gal Media on the golf course. We're playing at Sugar Creek Country Club Monday, February 29th. Buy a spot. This is a great deal, guys. $50. Get you a spot. You get green fees, golf cars, lunch, dinner, beer and water, snacks, and a goodie bag for $50.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, other than giving you prostitutes, I don't think we can give you any more than that for $50. Either way, call Michelle at 713-479-5346 or email at golf@galmedia.com. I'm going to put together a little team for that. Q-Dog says, hey, Fred, went to Lamarck with your little brother. I heard you mention Quaker Steak and Lube. Were you there last night? I was not. I've not been down there yet. I will get down there. It's really hard for me to get out of downtown right now unless I have a reason to be somewhere. But I will get down there very soon. All right, this is how we finish the show every Wednesday. We honor those who have passed away with famous deaths. And we'll start with celebrities. Denise Matthews, better known as Vanity, Prince's protege, 57 years old, died this year. I missed that one.
Yesterday.
It was yesterday?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know how I missed that. In 2013, Tony Sheridan, English singer, songwriter, and guitarist, dead at 72. 2013, Mindy McCready, American country singer.
That was the chick that
Roger Clemens
was banging.
Yeah,
right?
When she was 15, allegedly.
It happens.
Shot herself at 37. 1999, Gene Siskel, American film critic, got the thumbs down from God. 1996, McLean Stevenson, actor from MASH, dies of a heart attack, 66. One day later, Roger Bowen, also an actor on MASH, died at 62 of a heart attack. You know what they say about couples is, you know, one dies, the next one tends to. And in 1992, Dick York, one of the actors from Bewitched, dies of emphysema at 63. Better Dick, York or Dick Sargent?
I'm too young to know.
Oh, okay. I those of you who watch Bewitched,
I'm too young for those dicks. They had an impact on my life.
Yeah, basically, there were two dicks in Bewitched: a Dick York, a Dick Sargent. I couldn't really tell them apart. They all look the same to me. All right,
head shape is pretty much the only way to tell them apart.
Yeah,
and you could watch the credits and it said their names.
Yeah, Other than that,
they tried to sneak in that second dick on us and like.
Yeah, you just
without telling, and
that never goes well. You never sneak in a second dick.
So how did the second dick come about? Was it contract negotiations, or was it the other one died? The dick
I think
York
the first
died.
The original dick was just tired, and you know
he'd been working too hard.
It's a lot of work, man, doing a television show, and they found they found another dick who was willing to take the role. And
sometimes you're just spent. It just sort of lied there. All right, sports figures, Larry Miller, 2009, owner of the Utah Jazz. Tim Maher, co-founder of the Giants, 1959, died. Political figures, 1895, Frederick Douglass, anti-slavery leader, dead at 77. As far as animals, 2003, Dolly the sheep, famous for being the first mammal to be cloned from an adult, dies from progressive lung disease at age 6. I wonder if that was part of the cloning, if you inherited the lung disease as well. Okay, here's your popes, 1431. Pope Martin V, also known as Odo Colonna. 1145, Lucius II.
I don't know how to say that in Italian.
What, Odo Colonna?
Odo Colonna.
Yeah, that's probably closer.
Maybe.
Lucius II, also known as Gerardo Cacciamici. Cacciannemici.
Gerardo Cacciannemici.
And in 999, Gregory V, also known as Bruno.
Bruno.
All right. In 1967, Robert Oppenheimer.
Roberto Oppenheimer.
Creator of the atomic bomb. Dead of throat cancer at 62. Okay, here's some interesting ones for you. In 1990, the Hulk died in Death of Incredible Hulk on NBC.
Stop it. The Hulk, like the character?
Yes, the Hulk. The real Hulk died, according to John. John picked these deaths out, man.
That's true. It's not your fault.
1915, Frank James, American outlaw, brother of Jesse James, and little known fact, he trained horses at the fairgrounds later on in life.
Huh.
Died in 1915. 1909, Geronimo, or One Who Yawns, Apache chief.
One Who Yawns.
Dead at 79. That's a pretty damn good run for that time. You know, for early, late 1800s.
Yeah, like when people are trying to kill you.
Yeah. And 1546, Martin Luther, biblical scholar, religious reformer, dead at 62. He's the one who nailed his thesis to the wall, and God nailed him to the wall in 1546. Here's your best deaths. Let's see if you can guess how they died. Okay. You probably know all these. 2001, Dale Earnhardt.
He crashed into a wall.
He crashed into a wall at the end of the Daytona 500. Right. 1973, this is a guy who would be in my top five gangsters. A little underrated. Frank Costello.
Heart failure?
Heart attack at 82. Very good.
He's an old guy. That's hard to say.
He was retired.
Old, yeah.
82 years old. That's a hell of a run for a gangster. 1965, Nat King Cole.
Lung cancer.
1564, Michelangelo. I don't think we know how he died.
I don't know. He's just old, right?
88 years old in the 1500s.
Yeah.
Somebody liked that dude. And in 270, St. Valentine. Some say he died in 269, others 273. We'll go with 270.
Okay.
So, we don't know how he died either.
How did...
I think Cupid.
Do we have a ruling on how Michelangelo died?
Do we, John?
I am looking this up.
He's just old. I think that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. Anyway, that's your deaths. I didn't miss any, did I? Yeah, this really sucks.
No.
We don't have porn stars.
Yeah, I like that porn star game.
Yeah. It doesn't quite work. All right. Well, good friends from Hustletown are coming up next.
Yes, sir.
So
is Braddock here?
I did not see him out there.
Or is that chick filling in for him?
I did not see Braddock out there, but I'm sure he'll be here. Yeah, Tyler's giving the thumbs up. Well, I don't know if he's giving the thumbs up to me or to John. You never really know with him.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Craig Shelton. Jason Braddock, we think Jason Braddock. We definitely know Craig Shelton because I saw Craig Shelton out there. Big fan of Craig Shelton's. All right, that is going to wrap it up. Great job by Jong Lee. Great job by AJ Hoffman. You know, even though I missed the first 5 minutes, I think I only partially sucked today. I thought I actually was almost average today.
I mean, you were average, but then showing up late, that brings you down your...
It does a little bit, although you were going to tell your story anyway, and that gave you more time to do it.
That's true.
So, plus it gave me a good story from... Anyway, screw it. Everybody have a great one. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.